From the South Point studio. The perfect blend of sports.
But I think the Niners are going to wear them down.
Detroit Pistons lost their 36 games.
Comedy.
It's the over-under on that relationship lasting. I'm going to put mayo in the coffee.
Yes. I am beautiful.
And a whole lot of Pittsburgh.
In Pittsburgh.
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 Yeah. Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh, Pittsburgh.
Join Ryan McCormick.
That's at least 2 picks outside of our own in the first round next year.
For real.
And host Frank Nicotero.
I look at the clock, I go,
Watch Punchlines live at noon every weekday.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service. Bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action Saturday and Sunday nights. The trials to the Edbert Million Futurity are set for Sunday night, May 26th. Impressive debut winners, Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, are among the young standouts to watch in the trials. Plus, night racing's best bets. The early pick four had a big pool on May 5th. And check out the late pick four pool on May 12th. Plus, our pick six promo. Great weekends of action, always at Los Alamitos.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
From the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf flow, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Alrighty. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Race Day Las Vegas radio program for this Wednesday as we embark on a long race day holiday week coming up. We will be here with the race day shows right here from the South Point Studios Network, streaming at YouTube and, of course, on all our other platforms that include our radio stations, Sports Talk 1400 AM, 107.1 FM, our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, your phones, I guess we still call them phones, your devices, your iPhone or your Android, and you can get the apps for the iPhone and Android, the KSHP app to listen to us, and the YouTube app to watch and listen to us, and of course, anywhere you get your podcasting, simply put, however, wherever, whenever. We're going to be on a long six-day run for the race day show beginning today. We'll go through our usual 5 days to Sunday, and then, of course, a special Monday Memorial Day, Race Day Las Vegas radio program at the same time, 7 a.m. in the morning Pacific time. So it's a big holiday week coming up, and we're ramping it up for the holiday with this first start of the week, this Wednesday show. We welcome you to the show. No matter how you get us, we welcome you to the show. And, of course, for those of you who haven't tried it yet, go to YouTube, punch in South Point Studios. You get to that page, you click on our icon, and there you have it. You'll see us and hear us, the Race Day Las Vegas radio program. So we welcome you to the show. We got a lot to cover as far as it's going to be this week. A lot of racetracks on our menu. For example, today, and this always happens when we start moving into the summertime, which we are doing now because, after all, Memorial Day is like the unofficial start of summertime. And, of course, a lot of racetracks run in the summertime. We'll have 9 on the menu today. We'll have 9 on the menu tomorrow. And then Friday, 11 tracks, and Saturday, 16 racetracks through the weekend will be running. So we got a lot of action going on around the country, and we'll take a look at it Las Vegas style here in Las Vegas at the South Point Studios at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard in your gaming capital. Well, all I can say is we've had an interesting 2 jewels of the Triple Crown so far, and it seems that the 2-week interval and then the 3-week interval that encompasses the Triple Crown races, Derby, Belmont, Preakness, and Belmont, I should say, in that order, Derby, Preakness, and Belmont, the 5 weeks from the start to the finish of that 3-race Triple Crown, and the a lot of criticism and concerns about how horses these days can't run in races that close together anymore. That fallacy is being put on the side burner because Seize the Gray, who ran on Kentucky Derby Day and won the Pat Day at Churchill Downs, came back 2 weeks later and ran in the Preakness Stakes and, of course, won that gate to wire, is already committed to go to the Belmont Stakes, which will be run on the 8th of June, which is a 3-week interval from the Preakness. So that horse is going to run in all 3 days of the Triple Crown races. Mystic Dan, who won the Kentucky Derby and whose connections said they weren't sure that he can run in a 2-week interval, but came back in the Preakness Stakes and ran an admirable 2nd in that. Their connections say he's going on to the Belmont Stakes as well. So we got the first 2 finishers in the, I should say, the first and second finisher in the Derby, and, of course, the winner of the Preakness Stakes and the Pat Day. On those days, the 2-week intervals, now 3 weeks to the Belmont Stakes, which would be the final in the Triple Crown, and they're all making it. But this Belmont Stakes is going to be a real goodie, I can tell you that, folks, and Jonathan Hardoon will be with us in just a few moments. We're going to talk about the early look and possibles for the Belmont Stakes, which, of course, as you know, will be held at Saratoga Racecourse in a special festival, Belmont Stakes Festival weekend, that will start on Thursday, June 6th, then Friday, June 7th, Saturday, of course, June 8th, the Belmont Stakes, and the following day, Sunday. There's going to be a 4-day festival of racing and a lot of great races up there on that weekend at Saratoga when they run the Belmont Stakes at the shortened distance of 1.25 miles this year. So we'll take a look at all of that. By the way, the New York Racing Commission has approved rules that will now offer carryovers in pick 4s and pick 5s. I'm going to ask Jonathan Hardoon about that as well. Up to this point, they could not carry over pick 4s and pick 5s, but they are approving rules that will allow the racetracks in New York to have pick 4 and pick 5 carryovers, so we'll wait and see about that. Now, as far as the recap of what happened at Pimlico and, of course, in the Preakness Stakes, Seize the Gray, as you know, is owned by My Racehorse, which is a conglomerate of owners that they put together. They put together people who want to buy into a racehorse in small shares, very small shares, to experience being an owner at a racetrack and owning a horse. Well, it seems that this particular deal that they put together, this particular syndicate for Seize the Gray, has 2,570 owners, which small, of course, small ownerships in it. 2,570 owners for Seize the Gray. 300 of which were at Pimlico on Saturday for the Preakness Stakes. So you know that that winner's circle was jammed. That's for sure. And, you know, they right now, they have those 2,570 owners of a piece of Seize the Gray represents homes in 42 different states. So this horse has owners all over the place in the United States. And the shares to buy into Seize the Gray, they tell us, was $127 per share. And the horse was purchased, of course, at Saratoga for $300,000. Seize the Gray's got a big fan club, that's for sure, going into the Belmont Stakes. I wonder how they're going to handle maybe 300 or more owners of this horse when they get to Saratoga Racecourse. That's for sure. By the way, Seize the Gray had a 105 Brisnet figure and a 100 Buyer figure in winning the Preakness Stakes. So he was right on the mark in the mud that day, that's for sure. Now, coming up for more, oh, but one more thing I want to talk about on the weekend of the Preakness. Sherry DeVoe, trainer Sherry DeVoe, won the Preakness Weekend Award for Achievement by a Trainer. She got a $50,000 bonus to the top trainer. She was in five stakes races, and she won all three of the stakes races that she had horses in on Friday's card, the Black Eyed Susan card. So congratulations to Sherry DeVoe for an outstanding weekend at Pimlico. All right, coming up for Memorial Day weekend, a three-day weekend here. On Saturday, we'll have five stakes races at Santa Anita. You got a grade two at Aqueduct, and Monmouth and Churchill Downs will have a stakes race, and Gulfstream Park will have a couple of them. Then on Sunday, Hawthorne and Monmouth will have one race each. One stakes race each. Santa Anita will come with two stakes races, a grade two and a grade three. And then on Memorial Day Monday, Aqueduct will have a grade two. Churchill Downs will have a grade through grade three. Monmouth Park will have a stakes race. And Santa Anita will have three more stakes races, two grade ones and one grade two. And, of course, Lone Star Park, which we can't get through simulcasting because of their continued battles with NYSA. Lone Star Park's going to have six big stakes races, but that is not available here or in simulcasting around the country. So it's going to be a big Memorial Day weekend, that's for sure. Frankie Dettori, who left Southern California and who has been racing at certain racetracks on the big weekends, he's coming back to Santa Anita for the Memorial Day weekend to ride at Santa Anita there. And we want to just make one more comment about betting, and that is good news for the race players. It seems the IRS, the IRS Council, recommended that the IRS gambling winnings withholding level will be raised to $5,800 from the $1,200 it is now. Now, you all know if you had a score either on a slot machine or at a racetrack, when it exceeded $1,200, you had to sign, you know, all those WG forms so the you could be taxed on it because gambling winnings is under the IRS rules, earnings, extra earnings. But now the cutoff point is not $1,200. They're suggesting it goes up to $5,800. About time. That's all I got to say about that. All right, one more quick note that I'm sure that John Lindo will have a thought or two about. John White, who has been the odds maker, the morning line maker in Southern California at Santa Anita since 2009, but started in this business back when, well, later than I did, but certainly quite a while ago, in 1993, as a commentator and had several positions in horse racing throughout his career. Is the odds maker since 2009 at Santa Anita will retire after the Hollywood meet is over. John White will be retiring after that. We'll wait and see who will be the new odds maker for Southern California racing. Certainly, an important thing, I think, is the morning line for a lot of players out there to, you know, kind of judge how the betting pool might go. All right, so we got all of that news out of the way. Right now, we're going to go to our first break, and when we come back, Jonathan Ardoon standing by, Rich Engel will be along with us, John Lindo and Jerry J, and, of course, your racing menu. And all that will start right after this. Don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Okay, back on Race Day Las Vegas. And again, remember, folks, we're going to have a special Monday Memorial Day Race Day Las Vegas show right where you're watching or listening right now. We'll be on all of the platforms that we have. It'll be Monday, of course, this coming Monday, Memorial Day. We'll start at our usual start time of 7 a.m. Pacific time. Just wanted to let you know about that. So a big day of racing on Monday, of course, a holiday, Memorial Day, of course, a special day to honor all of our fine people in the service that have gone. All right, time to get started on the menu of racetracks available today in the Racebook simulcast centers, racetracks around the country. First post times broadcast on this menu each and every day reflect out of the Pacific time zone. That's where we're at here in Las Vegas. We're in the Pacific time zone. These will be the first post times that roll out in our Racebook right behind us here from the studios. If you are listening here in the Pacific time zone, no problem. However, because we have so many different platforms that cover this show around the world, that means other time zones. And if you're in one of those other time zones, adjust from the time zone you're in to the Pacific time zone for the racing menu start times at the racetrack so you don't miss anything like I miss Mom and Dad, okay? All right, we're going to get started now with the menu today with nine tracks. We begin with Belterra Park. Belterra Park has a first post time of 9:15, 9:15 at Belterra Park today. Following that, Delaware Park kicks in with their racing card. Their start time is 9:30, 9:30 at Delaware Park. After that, we go to Parks Racing. Parks Racing has a Pick 5 jackpot carryover of $112,973. Their first post time is 9:40, 9:40 at Parks Racing. Then we go to Finger Lakes in upstate New York. Finger Lakes' first post time is 10:15, 10:15 at Finger Lakes. Following that, Horseshoe Indianapolis. Horseshoe Indianapolis has a first post time of 11:10. 11:10, first post time at Horseshoe Indianapolis. Following that, we go the Presque Isle Downs. Presque Isle Downs has a first post time of high 12 noon. 12 noon, first post at Presque Isle Downs. Following that is Louisiana Downs. Louisiana Downs has a first post time of 205, 205. They got a small super high five carryover there of $557 at Horseshoe in, at Louisiana Downs. By the way, Horseshoe Indianapolis does have a super high five carryover there as well. Theirs is $3,074. First post time, though, at Louisiana Downs is 205. And then we have Penn National. Penn National's first post time is at 245, 245 at Penn National. And we wrap up the nine racetracks today with Evangeline Downs. Evangeline Downs has a first post time of 3:30. And that is your Wednesday race day menu of racetracks for today. So there you have it. There it is. By the way, Pimlico, when it gets back on, I believe Pimlico will be racing on Friday. They'll have they'll start there. They got that big pick six jackpot of $315,625 left over from Preakness weekend. So we're looking ahead to that as well. All right, time to bring in Mr. Jonathan Hardoon. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine, my man. Are you ready for the big Memorial Day weekend?
It's getting, Memorial Day, yeah. Thinking of... I'm a few weeks ahead of you.
Oh, you're looking for Saratoga. Yeah, yeah. No, we'll get to that in a minute. Because you're in New York, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's a Memorial Day is a huge, huge weekend in the city of New York. It's Fleet Week, right? Where all the
yes, all the
ships,
Navy, everyone's in town. Yeah,
and
something special. Yeah,
all of the streets, all the streets are going to be with all Navy guys and in their uniforms and all that. It really is something to see if you've never been to New York on Memorial Day weekend and Fleet Week. That's for sure. It's going to be exciting.
It is, and you should support your. You know, people that went to war for you and everything else.
Oh, sure.
People that are still in the Army and in the Navy and do a nice thing. Buy them a soda, buy them a slice of pizza. You know, make a nice gesture.
First thing you do, though, is when you see them, you walk up to them and
thank
say,
them for
thank
their
you.
Service.
That's it. Just say thank
Absolutely.
You. They'll know what you mean, and it'll be really something. That's for sure. Well, looking back at the Preakness weekend, before we get started with the Belmont, what say you? Any offers of anything you haven't talked about yet?
No, we basically covered it all on Sunday. I mean, obviously, track condition played a major part. You know, you can't control the weather. It rained. It stopped. It rained. They sealed the track. They unsealed the track. They opened it up. They ran some races on the turf. They took some off. So it's over with. We turn the page and we move forward.
Well, now we've got, of course, the Belmont Stakes coming up. At Saratoga, as you know, we all know that at Saratoga, you know, they're remodeling Belmont Park, so Belmont's not available for the race. So they're going to have a special festival, 4-day festival up there at Saratoga. And I guess they're going to have a lot of stakes races up there, right?
Yeah, it's total madness, Ralph. It's going to be from Thursday through Sunday, and every day is a different starting time, and every day we have a different amount of races. For example, Thursday, which will be the opening day of the festival, post time will be at 9:50 Pacific with 10 races.
Now, I want everybody to—I don't mean to interrupt you, but I want everybody to very much listen to the post times you're going to give, because it's like follow the bouncing ball. Instead of having it just one post time for 4 days, they decided to juggle it around. So pay attention. Now you're gonna give the post times in the Eastern time zone, correct?
No, in the Western time zone.
All right,
zone.
So you're gonna.
I was doing you a favor.
Okay, no, that's fine. We want to make sure we just tell the folks out there when you go through this, it's going to be the Western time zones. Go.
Right, because that's when you do the menu every day. You give the Pacific time zone. So I figured I would stay in.
Yeah.
Lockstep with you. Anyway, Thursday, 9:50 with 10 races. Friday, they start at 9:20 with 12 races. Saturday, 7:45 your time with 14 races. Then Sunday, they wrap it up, 9 races, 12:45. So 4 racing days, 4 different times, starting times, which is crazy.
All right, now back on Thursday, the 6th, they're going to run the Astoria. The Grade 2 Belmont Gold Cup on the turf course, the Jersey Girl Stakes, and the Tremont. Then come the next day on the 7th, which, of course, is the Friday, they will have stakes races, the Acorn Stakes for the three-year-old fillies. This is the counterpart of the Black-Eyed Susan and the Kentucky Oaks. The Acorn, it's a Grade 1 for the three-year-old fillies. The Intercontinental, a Grade 2 on the turf. The Just a Game Stakes, a Grade 1 on the turf, and the Rivers Casinos, a Grade 1 on the turf. Those are all on the 7th. And then, of course, Belmont Stakes Day. They're going to roll in with the Woody Stevens, a Grade 1, the True North, a Grade 2, the Suburban. This is always a fun race for four-year-olds and up at 10 furlongs. That's a Grade 2. The Resorts World Casino Manhattan Stakes, a Grade 1 on the turf for $1 million. The Poker, which is a Grade 3 on the turf. And then 3 Breeders' Cup Win and You're In events. They include the Ogden Fifths, a Grade 1. The Met Mile, or they call it the Metropolitan Handicap. We all know it as the Met Mile. That's $1 million race. That's a Breeders' Cup Win and You're In. And the Jiper, which is a Grade 1 on the turf. Also, a Breeders' Cup win and you're in. And, of course, the Belmont Stakes, which goes without saying, a Grade 1 for $2 million. That all happens on Saturday the 8th. And then they'll wrap it up on the 9th with a whole slew of more stakes races that include the Beverly Steinman, a Grade One, the Bowery, the Commentator, the Critical Eye, the Kingston, the Mike Lee, and the Mount Vernon. So there's going to be a lot of horses, probably in every division that's represented in horse racing, and every horse that's in training and ready to go will be there up at Saratoga for that big festival those 4 days.
And boy, are they praying for good weather, Ralph. They have so many turf races there. God forbid they have one of those rain situations like we did last year at Saratoga. And honestly, it's been raining up there every single day for the last couple of weeks. Hopefully they'll get all the rain out of the system, and it'll be a nice weekend because people are spending a lot of money, Ralph. Every restaurant in town is already booked. You can't get in. The most ridiculous thing I heard last night is if you're an owner and you don't have a horse running, they will not let you in the track. You have to buy admission like everybody else. That is insane. People put millions of dollars into this game, and they're not going to honor the badges and let them in?
So, in other words, your owner's license, and you might have horses that are actually stabled on the backstretch at Saratoga on that day, but not running in a race that day, they will not honor the owner's license and get you into the racetrack?
You could have a horse in the Belmont and Stakes on Saturday. They won't let you in on Thursday or Friday. How's that?
Oh, man. I do not even want to comment on that.
There aren't many happy campers, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, that's a rumor, or do you know that to be a...
No, that's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact.
That's a fact, Jack. Wow, man.
Exactly.
Talk about a shakedown? Oh, man. Well, hey, listen, you got TV coverage, you got phone betting apps, stay home, have a barbecue, watch the races, and, don't worry about it, I guess.
It's unbelievable because the race, I think, is really shaping up to be a terrific race.
Yeah.
I mean, look, you have Muth coming, you have Fierceness, whose time to run is good race because we all know he alternates and runs a good base, race, bad race. Well, it's time for his good race. You have Sierra Leone, who was in the Derby and missed by two noses or a nose. I mean, you have Anna Marie, who had all kinds of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You have the winner of the Preakness coming back. You have the winner of the Derby coming back. I mean, could you get a better race than that?
I even believe that the Peter Pan winner, which was the New York prep for the Belmont, he's going too, right?
Yeah, that's what they said. So,
yeah.
I mean, I'm sure there'll be some defections as we get closer, but for the most part, it's really going to be the be-all and end-all. Everyone's showing up, and no one's ducking anybody.
You know, I got to say that out of the three races, of course, the Derby is the Derby. You know, you got 20 horses in it, and et cetera. Turned out to be a hell of a race this year.
Yeah.
That this Belmont Stakes to this point in time is going to be the absolute summit for the three-year-olds this year. Usually it comes down to the Travers Stakes, which will also be held at Saratoga during their regular meet at the same distance at a mile and a quarter this year. But usually the Travers will get the participants and the winners of the first three Triple Crown races, whomever they are, to kind of settle it all in the Travers. But this year, it might get settled in the Belmont because you have the two horses that won the Preakness and the Derby in their rubber match in the Belmont, and then a whole lot of new shooters that can upset those two.
Yeah, and they have the Haskell also, which they backed up a week or so people could run in both the Haskell and the Travers. They started doing that a couple of years ago, and
yeah.
It makes a difference. It only gets more horses. I mean, but you're right. The Belmont Stakes this year will be like a preview of the Travers, and I'm sure you'll see most of these same horses come back in the Travers.
Amazing, that's for sure. It's going to be a heck of a thing. It's coming up on June 6, 7, 8, and 9. And, of course, before that, we have the big Memorial Day weekend coming up here as we move into the summertime when horse racing really starts cranking it up, that's for sure. As far as the Preakness is concerned, the TV coverage was really good. It was up 7%, the best since 2021. So I guess, this game is not dead. It's just changing.
Yeah, and the Triple Crown races this year, listen, we witnessed what was going on in the Derby, and again, they were up in the Preakness. I could guarantee you one thing, the Belmont will be probably even greater than those days because there's certainly a lot of interest in the fact that it's being run at Saratoga.
Jonathan, talking about New York Racing, approving the rule that will allow carryovers in pick fours, pick fives, good or bad for you?
Makes no difference, Ralph. How many pick four carryovers? How many three out of fours have you ever seen in New York? Yeah, I can't remember any.
No.
Any.
I mean,
it's always hit. Not only that, you're dealing with short field, so they're never going to be carryover. And as far as a pick five, I can think of maybe two carryovers in the last 5 years as far as a pick five was concerned where they paid four out of five. So it does it. I think it's a moot point, honestly.
All right, Mr. Moot.
Sounds good. It looks like they're doing something, but they're not doing nothing.
Well, it sounds good, and the fact that I like it because you distribute the money for exactly what
the Fed
says.
I like it, too, but it will never take effect. The amount of times it'll take effect, not many. You'll count it maybe on one hand over 2 years.
And it's just a way of racetracks trying to get those days with the boxcar carryovers to build up the handle and attendance, that's for sure. But, right. Either way, I'd be happy to hit the pick four, pick five, or carry it over or anything else. That's for sure. All right.
I mean, you know, Ralph, racetracks love nothing more than carryovers because it means handle to them, and that's what they want. They wish there was a carryover every day. Believe me, that's how they generate business.
Okay. And finally, I guess, the new IRS plateau for shining for gambling winnings. Good stuff. That's good stuff for us.
Yeah. The more money they keep in circulation, the better it is for everybody involved. They're generating handle, they're churning, and if you're playing with a rebate or any sort of whatever, it only helps you.
All right. Well, we know that you came to give us your thoughts about what's going to happen this week and, of course, on that Belmont weekend festival. But you didn't do any sheets today because the tracks you're covering just aren't running today, right?
I'm horseless today, but tomorrow we have Churchill and Gulfstream, so we will be firing away.
that's fine. You can stay horseless today since we got a six-day week. You get one day off of picking the horses, that's for sure. Hey, thanks a lot, Jonathan. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Ralph. Stay safe and be well.
You got it, my man. All right. One down and three more to go on this Wednesday show as we start ramping it up to the big holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend coming up. And as far as the weather is concerned, hey, summertime is here, that's for sure. Right now, 65 outside. We're going to get up to 90 degrees today. It's going to be in the 90s all the way through Tuesday. And by the time Memorial Day is over, then we're going to hit 100 degrees again. Great weather here in Las Vegas. Come on out and join us. We'll be right back.
Who is there for heroes or the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless veterans? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11? Let me tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The Foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs comprise their In the Line of Duty programs. They're all dedicated to honoring our nation's heroes and their families. The Foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is educating kids in kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep its vow to never forget. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
All All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas as we start ramping it up this week on this Wednesday show. And now it's time to go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, listeners and viewers.
Now you had a few days after the big weekend. Any thoughts post-Preakness?
No, I think you and Jonathan cleared it up pretty nicely, and I'm enthused by the number of trainers and owners that are interested in running the Belmont Stakes. And, you know, I don't know if maybe the mile and a quarter versus the mile and a half had something to do with it. But, you know what, Dwayne Lucas, what a revelation for him to win the Preakness, Ralph. Because, you know, he's one of those old school guys where he's not afraid to run his horse. You know, some of these other trainers, they say, well, I need 5, 6, 7 weeks between starts. Not Dwayne. You know, if you're a horse owner, you like someone like Dwayne training your horse because he's not afraid to run every 2-3 weeks.
Well, there are plenty of horse owners as far as the Seas the Gray. 2,570 people bought in $127 a share to have a piece of Seas the Gray, and they're having a lot of fun, that's for sure, for the $127. He ran a very good buyer figure. He ran 100 buyer figure in the Preakness Stakes. Of course, I think probably is a track that he kind of liked more than anything else. But still, he ran big in the Pat Day at Churchill Downs. And for all intents and purposes, he ate up well. And before the weekend was over, Dwayne was sitting there maybe. And now it's a definite he's going to go on to the Belmont.
Yeah, and I heard you saying Kenny McPeak looks like he's going to go too with Mystic Dan. And, you know, one item that you mentioned, that Jonathan mentioned, was, you know, they're not going to honor the owner's badges at Saratoga unless you're running a horse that day. I wonder if it's the My Racehorse rule, because if you got 2,500 owners and they're trying to get in on Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, you know, the non-Belmont Stakes days, maybe they said, well, we want you guys to pay.
Well, all I can say is they said there were 300 of the actual owners live at Pimlico for the Preakness when he won there. So I can imagine the group in the winner's circle. And, you know, with the Belmont and Saratoga, the way it is, of course, Saratoga a little bit more famous and a little bit more a nice place to go as far as other things, including the racing and the quality of racing that will be there. There might be more than 300 of the owners that are going to show up there in Belmont to watch their horse run. You might be right.
You know, Ralph, I was talking to a friend of mine who lives in Saratoga, but not named Jonathan Hardoon. Uh-huh. And he was telling me the other day that hotel rooms are going for $1,000 a night, and homeowners are willing to rent their house, but they're asking for $25,000, $35,000 for a 1 week rental. So, I mean, you know, it's a money grab. Everyone's in a money grab scenario right now for that 1 week Saratoga meet.
Well, you do remember here in Las Vegas, and we, of course, have 10,000-20,000 rooms or whatever it is here on the strip that people were renting out their houses when the Super Bowl was here, too. So, yeah, when the time comes, there's a price for everything, that's for sure. But you and I have, of course, spent many days at Saratoga together. And it's just a beautiful place to be, especially if you like horse racing.
Yeah, if your listeners have not ever been to Saratoga, you got to put it on your bucket list, because it's like going back in time, Ralph. It's like going back to the 1960s. Everybody's walking around with a racing form. You go to a restaurant or a bar, they're talking horse racing. Mm-hmm. It's really a phenomenal experience. So put it on your bucket list. Go to Saratoga.
Not to mention, everywhere you go, you might run into a jockey or a trainer or a horse owner there as well. So it's just a fun place to be, that's for sure. And, of course, for those folks who want to take a little action at night, they get the Saratoga Harness right across the street. People don't talk about that much, that's for sure. And, of course, the big Hall of Fame up there as well. So there's a lot to do, that's for sure. Hey, Rich, I know that Jonathan didn't do a sheet today, but it seems like when you join us on an off day for Santa Anita, et cetera, you always scope out maybe a track or a horse to be playing, and if you did so today, we'll take it.
Yeah, let me just mention a few things real quick, because sure. I know you got two more guys to get on, but one, yeah. I wanted to congratulate Emerald Downs, because I noticed, Ralph, they're paying off penny breakage, just like Kentucky.
Oh, fantastic, so, yeah.
Yeah, I really would like to see more states and more tracks go to the penny breakage because it's good for the horse players. Secondly, about a month ago, you had asked me my thoughts on the NBA playoffs, and I told folks I had four teams in future book bets. I had Philadelphia, Cleveland, Oklahoma City, and Minnesota. Well, three of them are gone, but one of them is very live. It's the Minnesota Timberwolves,
yeah,
who play tonight against the Mavericks, and their favorite to win the series. That would be my forever young if they could win the conference and then win the championship. So let's root for the Minnesota Timberwolves. And as far as a horse for today, Ralph, let's go to Belterra Park, place you and I have been to multiple times, sure, when it was River Downs.
Yeah.
But in race six, they've got a nice Ohio bred allowance race for the number two. Here's the Spider. Last time we saw her was at Churchill Downs running in the Goldenrod, where she went off at like 102-1. Mm-hmm. Well, there ain't anybody in this field who looks like that kind of animal in a stakes race. So this looks like almost like a free bingo square. The two, here's the Spider, 8-5 in race six in Belterra.
Sixth race, Belterra. Sixth race, number two in the sixth race. Here's the Spider is a selection from Richie. And by the way, Richie, when we get to the NBA playoffs, when we get to the finals, we'll be tapping you on the shoulder throughout that series to find out who you like in each and every one of those games as well. And until tomorrow, we'll let you go, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Al. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. Coming up next, of course, John and Jerry. John Lindo is next from Southern California. We'll see what's going on there in SoCal, especially coming up this weekend. It seems like Santa Anita has more stakes races coming up this weekend over the three-day holiday than any other racetrack in the country. We'll check in with John right after this. And Jerry Jackowitz, don't go away.
South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos, with exciting action Saturday and Sunday nights. The trials to the Edberg Million Futurity are set for Sunday night, May 26th. Impressive debut winners, Norco, Wire Fraud, and Big Hurt, are among the young standouts to watch in the trials. Plus, night racing's best bets. The early pick four had a big pool on May 5th. And check out the late pick four pool on May 12th. Plus, our pick six promo. Great weekends of action, always at Los Alamitos.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
And we continue on the Race Day Show for this Wednesday. Now we're going to Southern California, where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. It's a beautiful day in our neighborhood, and it seems like it's a great day as far as weather is concerned in Southern California, but you got no racing going on there. And I got to tell you, there are a lot of people that I talked to that thought that Sunday's racing card was pretty weak.
It was pretty light. Yeah, no excuses, small fields. We've got the four-day week this week, and Santa Anita's running 10 stakes races over the three-day weekend. So I'm assuming they've held a lot of stuff back for this weekend to make that card and cards go. Five Calbred stakes races on Saturday. Frankie Dettori will be back at Santa Anita on Monday, Memorial Day. He'll be riding in the, I think the feature on Monday is the Shoemaker Mile, the Hollywood Gold Cup,
oh, yeah,
and the Californian,
yep,
or the Gamely, excuse me. So, yeah, so three good stakes races there. So we'll see Frankie back, and it might be one of the last times we see him in Southern California this year.
Yeah, no kidding. And, you know, I know that Sunday's card was kind of, to be kind, anemic, but the Desert Code Stakes was on the turf. That meant that Joel D'Amato wins that one. He won with King of Gosford, Antonio Freisu, aboard at 340. No upset there, that's for sure. But what about Steve Knapp? He had three wins on Sunday as well.
He won three races Friday and three races Sunday. Going into last week, he was 1-for-30 at the Hollywood meet. Now he's tied for third. So, you know, he runs a lot of claiming horses. And as these races come up, sometimes you don't get the right conditions. Sometimes you do. And he's loaded with claiming horses. He's been doing a lot of claiming, too. So I think he's got plenty more to fire if the right races go.
I can tell you, Edwin Maldonado is having a pretty good meet, too. He had another three-bagger on Sunday as well.
He did, yeah. He's had a good meet, and you know there won't be as much shipping around of the jockeys coming up. Obviously, Belmont at Aqueduct, that the stakes weekend, we'll see some of our guys head out of town. But you know, Juan Hernandez is moving back up the board after some traveling, and we're going to see him right there. But everyone's having a good meet, and he's been real steady since December 26th. He's had a good overall full run at Santa Anita this winter.
John, I know that you and I both know John White very well. The guy is an encyclopedia when it comes to horse racing, that's for sure. He's had several positions in racing, and he started out as a commentator on the feeds and the TV as well. But he got the job as odds maker in Southern California at Santa Anita in 2009, and he's been the odds maker for the races conducted at Santa Anita ever since. A class guy, a nice guy, but he said time to retire and hand it over to someone else. So at the end of the Hollywood meet, he's putting down his pen. No more numbers. He's retiring.
John has done it all in the business, and he's done it well. You know, he started out as a chart caller for Daily Racing Form in the 70s. So that's how far back he goes in this business. He's done everything. He's been a steward. He's been in front of the camera as a TV analyst and host. Like you say, he's made the morning lines for a number of years at Santa Anita. He's been doing the Del Mar morning line the last few years as well. The thing about John, no matter what job he has done, he takes it seriously. You know, he has the best interest of the racing public in mind. And he's just a good, honest guy. And racing is not going to be as well represented without a guy like John White. We're going to miss him quite a bit. A good man. I'll tell you what, Ralph, in those old basketball games amongst the media and the trainers and all the horsemen, John White had a heck of a three-point shot as well. So the guy can play the basketball game, too.
Well, and he's rather tall, too, as a matter of fact. That did help him out, that's for sure. But John is a class guy, and you're right. I had the opportunity not only to work with him, but to share time with him, and John is great. And certainly his wife is a very nice lady, too. They really belong to each other. And all I can say is, is there anybody in line to take over there for that?
I haven't heard anything yet about who will handle the morning lines. The first person up would be whoever does the Del Mar morning line, because John will finish up Santa Anita. So we'll find out, you know, Russ Hudak used to make the morning line. He's retired and living, I think, in New Orleans now. Mm-hmm. So I don't know who's next in line for the morning lines in Southern California, but when you look at the morning lines around the country, we've been very fortunate because the guys who have been doing the morning lines out here have been extremely accurate, and they give the public a real honest idea of what those prices should be on the horses scheduled to run in Santa Anita, Hollywood Park back then, Del Mar, Los Alamitos. They do a good job.
In what has been termed in many circles as a thankless job, these guys did it very well, that's for sure. And we'll wait and see about that. John, okay, well, coming up over the weekend, we got a lot of great racing. Hopefully that what we went through this past weekend as far as light racing at Santa Anita will pick up over the Memorial Day weekend. I'm assuming that they're going to have more races and a lot full fills, right?
Well, we'll have a lot of races. Let's hope for the full fields. That's always the question, especially in the stakes races. And Ralph, wanted to make one quick comment from one of your listeners who's watching the YouTube broadcast today. Yeah. Was asking why no Lone Star Park. You know, they have the Steve Sexton yeah. Mile among five stakes on Monday. And Lone Star does not have an agreement with Heise. Mm-hmm. So because of that, Lone Star is not allowed to export their signal out of state. So that is why Nevada doesn't get the signal. And that's why I can't play it in California. It's just the agreement has to be with Heise in order to export your wagering signal.
And they are at a stalemate with Heise, and it's certainly affected the racing in Texas. But they took their stand, and that is exactly why we can't play those races there. It's going to be a big weekend there, too, at Lone Star Park. All right, well, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow when we start gearing it up for the weekend.
Looking forward to it, Ralph. Talk to you tomorrow.
All right, you got it, my man. Now we're going to go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by, and Jerry will be working along with us throughout the weekend, that's for sure. And, boy, Jerry, all I can say is you're going to have a lot of fun with your Power Pages when they get up to Saratoga for that Belmont Steaks Festival. Those 4 days are going to be great.
Yeah, I certainly hope to have a lot of fun doing it, but yeah, we'll see. There'll be plenty of work to do.
Okay, well, Ralph, words of wisdom. What do you got
for us? Is the show on Monday morning?
Yes, we are. And if you didn't get the email, we're racing on Monday, and you'll be working on Monday.
I probably didn't see.
Yeah, you're working on Monday. In any case, so what do you got for us today?
Well, you know, I've talked to you about, you know, finding key horses and betting them, taking other horses in the group and betting exactas on top and bottom. I do it all the time. You see the methodology. You can see that it works an awful lot, awful well when you sometimes run second with your key horse and one of your link-ups beats you. You make some great profits on occasions. And certainly you're winning most of your exactas by using an ample spread underneath your key horse. And I think we had a really good example. And the other thing I always talk about is bringing other handicappers into your play. We had a great example on Sunday. John selected in the first race Player B, going on the turf for Doug O'Neill. I had him sort of as about my third best horse in the race, but John liked him best. And if you're a fan of John's, for example, this is a perfect example of taking his key horse and maybe grabbing the Power Page. There were two star horses in the race. One I had rated a little better than John's horse, so Amor Hall. Maybe making a nice exacta back and forth with Amor Hall and Player B. You know, if you're a Player B player, you're a John Lindell player, you bring in a Jerry J idea, my top-rated star horse, and boom, you got a nice exacta. I think it paid like $9.50 or something for a dollar.
Yeah, it was good exacta.
So, you know, you had a win, you had a key horse you ran second with, and you got 10-1 out of the play. Should bring you home, you know, and end up better than the win odds. Starting with the 2-1 shot or a little less than 2-1 shot, you should have easily made better than the win odds. This is the right way to play horses. This is the way great players play horses. The most advanced players play horses. This is the way everybody should play horses. You have a great, great group of handicappers between John Hardoon and Richie Yang. You know, since 1990, I believe, but I could be wrong. It could be a little later than that. I've been using Richie's long shots in my plays. I found him at the Meadowlands when I was playing at the Meadowlands, and he was the Meadowlands handicapper, and I didn't even look at his first two picks. I looked for his long shot. If he had a long shot third or fourth, I added it into my play. I've been doing it for years and years and years. This is the right way to play horses. You have your idea. You see the world in your view. And then you bring the view of other people in, and they have their moments where they shine just like you have your moments with you shine. Now you're shining a little more brightly when you use other people's play. It's the best I can say to you.
Well, you're absolutely right there, Jerry, that's for sure. And I always emphasize to all the people out there that listen and watch, et cetera, that the team that of handicappers that work, that are regulars on the show day in and day out, are guys who work hard. They got a good idea of what they're doing, etc. By virtue of a time tested, their product works. You bet what you say on the show. You bet those horses, and every handicapper will have a hot streak and a cold streak as well. But we know you do the work, and the only thing that I look for from you guys is to give us some live horses that are live. That performances, and you know, there's always racing luck that comes into play at the end of anything, but you guys do.
Oh, that's for sure, Ralph. And then there's always the luck factor. But you know, if you have a favorite India, the Power Page is $5 a day for you to bring in somebody else's idea. We keep it nice and inexpensive, sure, so that everybody can use it.
Yeah,
I hope they will.
Well, and I hope they'll start using it when the week starts cranking up with Santa Anita and Aqueduct as well. But in the meantime, we're done with our Wednesday show. This is the calm show. Now we're going to get started with rolling through the Memorial Day weekend. We hope everybody out there joins us. through Memorial Day Monday. We will have a special show on Monday, and Jerry will be with us as well. But he's got one more thing to say, and he's saying it right now.
Morning on 1400 KSHP North Las Vegas.
Online
at KSHP.gov.